This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
GCN. Visit GCNLife.com today.
Stupid test and tell everybody to refuse their stupid test. So, yeah. Hi. Yes, because I have a medical condition, so I don't need to wear one. And I'm also a Canadian citizen, and this is a violation of our Charter Rights, Section 6, and a violation of the Emergency Act 14.1. So I'm going to be declining your test today. Okay. Thank you very much. No problem. I'll happily do that. Everybody in here, if you are a Canadian citizen, simply deny the test, deny their quarantine, and there's nothing you can do. They cannot stop you. They cannot force you. You are a citizen. You have rights. If you want to wait in the line for 2 hours, let them put up your nose. Go right ahead. But if you have a brain and you have balls, just say no.
But you know I have a body camera on.
That's fine. I have a camera on as well. So, yes. Everybody, this is what you do. You say no to their test, no to their quarantine, and if you're a citizen or a permanent resident, there's absolutely nothing they can do but acknowledge that you have rights and they have to respect that. Is that not true? Say it's true for the camera, everybody. Say it's true.
So you have some identification?
I do, of course. That's not a problem.
You refuse to take the test?
I refuse to take your test 1,000,000%.
No problem.
And everybody in here, Canadian citizens, you can refuse the test. Just say no. Don't wait in line. And there's nothing they can do. Okay, I will not yell. That's true. But I just want you guys to acknowledge for 91,000 people watching that anybody can refuse the test.
Yeah, just give me your identification.
Perfect. Thank you. You guys hear that? Straight from the horse's mouth, straight from the police, refuse the test. Ooh, I'm getting a ticket. Oh, not another one of those tickets. You know, tell everybody how many people have been convicted of those tickets in Canada. Answer? Zero. How many people have been charged? Thousands. How many people convicted? Zero. Why? It's a violation of our charter rights. So when that ticket goes to court, they throw it the f*** out. It's that simple. So I'm waiting for my little fine. Thanks, guys. I just want everybody to acknowledge that this is perfectly legal, perfectly acceptable. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Another transmission. Another edition of the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on this February 23rd, 2021 broadcast. That man's name is Chris Sky. I want to get him on the show. And it's the same thing in the UK. Multi-thousand pound fines if you refuse the test. Since when can the government, outside of even a law, they didn't pass a law, tell you under a regulation they're going to do this? But that's what Boris Johnson has done. That is what Trudeau has done. And let's not forget, we'll play it for you next segment. And that is the information where Mr. Trudeau said he wants to model Canada off of communist China's basic dictatorship. Just, you know, basic dictatorship, your basic Mao Zedong, your basic Adolf Hitler, your basic Joseph Stalin, your basic Fidel Castro, with a bunch of cooing, slithering women that are, again, acting like they're at a male strip club or something. It's just disgusting how cool it is with women to live in tyranny. But actually, history shows, Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. That's why 80% of advertising globally on average is targeted at women, because women lead the culture. And if men won't be leaders and stand up against other corrupt men that are manipulating women, society absolutely falls apart on us in a big, big, big way. All right, start your engines. The main transmission begins in T-minus 60 seconds, and we are absolutely ready and prepared with incredible information as humanity awakens and begins to fight back against the globalist tyranny. InfoWars.com is fighting hard. Tomorrow's news, today, 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 today. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 months, 6 months, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Each Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are living in incredible times. If this broadcast was able to get out to the governments of the world and to the peoples of the world, we would not be going into the horrible nightmare situation we're entering. The good news is for many years it was able to reach the general public. We still reach a giant audience of hardcore folks that are awake and informed, but when it turns to reaching new people unfettered every day, I am locked up in a phantom zone. And you are locked up in a phantom zone until you use your email and your text message and your word of mouth to direct people to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. And so I will remind you at the start of the transmission to remember how important you are and how powerful this information is only when you take action. Okay. We are seeing the normalization of depopulation. The globalists run a scientific dictatorship where the science of tyranny is law. And they have us all in a giant Milgram experiment where they found that upwards of 90% of people, if they're told by authority figures, by successive approximation, by incrementalism, will kill men, women, and children in order to do so by the government, by authority figures. And so this is a giant Milgram experiment similar to the Stanford research incidents as well. So that's why I'm begging you, when I talk about these things, write these things down and then go look up the information, because look at these headlines. And I see these every day and they try to suppress them. We're going to post this to InfoWars.com. It's from naturalnews.com. Immunologist warns Pfizer and Moderna coronavirus vaccines may cause neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's. It's in the prestigious, from a prestigious scientist group, it is in the prestigious paper published in the Journal of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases by Dr. Klassen, or immunologist J. Bart Klassen. We're going to be looking at all this, but oh, let's just not believe him. Here's another headline, InfoWars.com, December last year. Doctors raise alarm over COVID vaccine linked to infertility. That was just one part of it. Here's the actual lawsuit filed, with hundreds of pages of exhibits and videos and major studies by Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer. Oh, you say, where are the whistleblowers? Well, there he is. And medical doctor Wolfgang Wudarg, head of the EU Advisory Main Commission. Very prestigious. You read this, it says the same thing, that the protein in it is associated with Alzheimer's. Everybody knows that it's a certain protein in the brain that people have with Alzheimer's. Guess what? It's the same protein this produces in your cells. Isn't that loving? Isn't that liberal? And there's nothing like dying that way. It's so fun. So, I guess, you know, his father died of Alzheimer's, so Bill Gates wants to pass him a love because the main vaccine he's behind is the mRNA. Pfizer operation. So we're going to go over that for you today. And, of course, it attacks the placenta, and it then loads the cell full of the protein, doesn't just slough it. And then when that cell dies or divides, you could have a major autoimmune response. But that's down the road, and you won't know quite exactly what happened to you when it hits you. See, old Billy Boy knows how to kill you in 5, 10, 15 years. You'll get a certain percentage drop over dead in a couple days like Hank Aaron. You'll get a certain percentage of the nursing homes that drop dead. They're already so old, they kind of deserve it, you know. Hell, you get 15% of a ward or a nursing home die if they take it. But that's in the VARS or a reporting system or VAERS. But if they're old, they kind of deserve it, you know. Hank Aaron had a good life. Just bye-bye, Hanky. There you go. And they lied and said the autopsy said he didn't die of the shot. No autopsy was done. Robert Kennedy Jr. got banned off Facebook for talking about Hank Aaron and showing studies saying it was killing old people, which is all true. And they said, oh, you lied. The coroner said he didn't die of that. Turned out no autopsy. He went and interviewed him last week. But you won't see that because he's banned on Facebook. And let me just continue here for you. Here's the actual study, COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease. They have another name for that. Spongiform encephalopathy or mad cow disease. You know, they don't call it chemtrails when they manipulate the weather. They call it high altitude aerosol spraying weather modification. Like, oh, there's no such thing as chemtrailing. We do spray stuff out of the jet engines, though, mixed with the fuel to darken the earth. That's all true. We just don't call it chemtrails, boys and girls. And same thing here. Oh, yeah. This doesn't cause mad cow. Cause that's really what Alzheimer's is prions, proteins, protein crystals in the brain. Oh, no. There's no vaccines in general aren't linked to mad cow because we don't call it mad cow. We call it spongiform encephalopathy. And it's a different crystal that you get when you eat cows that ate meat. Because they're not supposed to, and then the protein goes to the blood-brain barrier through their guts because cows aren't meant to eat. They're not omnivores. They're not carnivores. And so they're only supposed to eat. That's why they have three stomachs, and then they ferment in their stomachs the grass. And so if you feed cows that, it then gets into their bones, gets into their joints, and then you can eat it and grow the crystals in your brain. That's a different type of spongiform encephalopathy. But the protein that is created by this tends to fold in the study they looked at, and that is what creates a different type of prion. But hey, nothing more fun than a good old prion. Woo! Liberal. Whoa, it's so nice. What's going to happen? And it's already happening. Large numbers are dying. Large numbers are becoming brain damaged. I mean, I've got crew works right out here whose mom's the chief nurse at a nursing home, and they gave them all the first round of the shot a few months ago, and none of them came out to dinner. None of them got up for like a week, and some of them died. Woo! Man! But the nurse says something like, shut up, you don't know anything. Besides, there's too many of these damn old people around here. Let's get rid of them. But all of you, you can get early onset of neurological disorders. And then Fauci will say some new virus is doing that to you. Because Fauci's a hardcore killer. Oh, he hatched the whole HIV thing, everything else. He's a really nice man. Why do you think Bill Gates likes him so much? Because he looks up to him. Because Bill Gates' father funded Fauci. And Fauci's going to get you and your family. Don't you worry. So all you good FBI agents that serve the Democrats, you roll those sleeves up. You're 35, 40 years old, and you're going to have Alzheimer's when you're 55. You're going to get euthanized, too. But it doesn't matter. You're a G-man. Woo, yeah. Yeah, just like Cuomo sending all those old folks over there to die knowingly under Fauci's order. FBI ain't going to do nothing about that because you're G-men. G-men. They're tough. Yeah, Americans. Here, oh, I'm sorry. But it doesn't matter. It's better. You know, the British government gave pregnant women the shot and had a bunch of miscarriages, gave over 75 the shot. A bunch of them died and had convulsions and Guillain-Barre and narcolepsy and convulsions and what was the other one? There's a whole bunch of them. It was Bell's palsy, a whole bunch of those. Those are kind of hard to cover up when your face is paralyzed an hour after you take the shot or the next morning. But it's okay because it's liberal. But, oh, look at this. The WHO, who's our boss, had said don't give it to pregnant women because it's a little obvious when a large portion lose the baby. But they said, hell, let's just get over this. Yes. WHO green lights mRNA vaccine experimentation. Experimentation. Never authorized, never tested on animals, on pregnant women and newborn infants. Yeah! It's like, man, this baby's retarded. This baby never talks. Because they never got a chance to. Then they just say, oh, something else wrong with them. See, because autism was the test. They could give hundreds of millions of boys brain damage with the vaccines, which is all done by design. Then now they can kill billions slowly, and everybody will just go along with it and have little 10K runs for, you know, half the kids can't talk, and, you know, half the folks above 50 can't talk, and there'll be the studies that they all took the shots, but they won't care because their families won't want to admit what they did. It'll be, shut up, don't talk about that. You're hurting the victim's feelings of the... We don't know why they're all dying, but it's still liberal. Let's hurt the babies and the mommies. Yes, yes, kill them. Kill them, liberal. I love you, Bill Gates. Murder them for Satan. I love your pink sweaters.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And the Empire is striking back with their worldwide Great Reset planetary lockdown. And I want to finish up with a stack of COVID news. The next segment, Tucker Carlson had Naomi Wolf on. She even showed up on my show one time about a book like 20 years ago. She's a good liberal, like Glinda, the good witch in Wizard of Oz. Is there such a thing? But, I mean, she's like, my God, this is a total police state, total martial law takeover using COVID. And it's the Democrats mainly doing it. We've got to fight this. So it's pretty powerful. That's coming up next segment. But I don't think targeting pregnant women is funny. I don't think targeting old folks is funny. In fact, it makes me so angry that I just have to get sarcastic about it or I'm going to start crying. And this is violence against us. It's all premeditated. And you have to understand something. You just joined us. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I study a good 10 hours a day. I get up at like 5 a.m., study a couple hours the afternoon before I go to bed. And I have seen, no exaggeration, hundreds of top scientists, hundreds of top epidemiologists, and then hundreds of medical doctors in hospitals and in nursing homes and in teaching facilities. And I've also seen hundreds of nurses online, and we had a bunch of them on as guests, where it runs the gamut of carnage. It's like what you'd expect to hear if there were witnesses to Joseph Mengele, the crazy doctor, you know, the angel of death in a Nazi Germany. It's just simply insane. It just runs the gamut, the entire gambit. And I just start thinking about it. I mean, we had people on 10 years ago, nurses, when the studies were in the news. And then we covered it. The nurses would call in, and we would later, back then, we would say, send us your ID. We won't say who you are. We'd have a nurse on. Then someone came on and said who they were and where they worked. And they would say, oh, no, we're ordered to give all the preemies vaccines, but then up to a third of them die. So then we have to argue with the hospital board about can we resuscitate them. And a lot of places don't even resuscitate these kids. Just because they weigh 3 pounds or something, they just kill them, folks. It's killing the weak. But that's the Spartans were the first to really do that on an organized scale. And they actually killed the weak. And it did make some good-looking, very smart, aggressive people. But the globalists aren't even doing that, ladies and gentlemen. They are actually going after everybody trying to dumb us down and then kill us because they don't want competition. So that's what real eugenics is like, a grizzly bear. Routinely will mate with the... What's a female bear called? The sow? The cow? Look up what a female bear is called. And I think the male's called a dog. But, you know, like a female fox is called a vixen. A male fox is called a dog. I think like 7 or 8 crows is called a gaggle. More than that's called a murder. Was I correct? Is it called a sow? Okay, so the grizzly bear dog will have sex with a sow. That's not a pig, folks. They call a female bear a sow. And then she will have 1 or 2, sometimes every once in a while 3 cubs. And he will routinely go smell them, and he will kill the male. He will kill his son because he doesn't want competition. And, of course, there's old Egyptian stories about sometimes a pharaoh would, you know, kill his son or whatever. And some of the Egyptian gods would kill their sons sometimes. And you all know in the Old Testament that Ramses, the great, was killing the firstborn Israelites, and they actually found the tablets and the carvings in stone, the hieroglyphs, where that actually happened. They only proved it about 2 decades ago. They thought the Bible was made up. But this is an ongoing thing. So we've already brain damaged a large portion of our boys because these vaccines are designed to cross the blood-brain barrier and cause brain damage. And now they're moving on to the girls and everybody else. So you can ignore this at your total and complete peril, but I'm trying to explain something to you. I have the head of the EU Commission saying don't do it, and they still approve the damn Pfizer vaccine. It's not a vaccine. India saw all this and quoted this, and I didn't get to this Sunday. I meant to. I didn't get to this Monday because there was so much news. I covered it. I showed the article. Will you guys pull it out of the stack or reprint it? It's the fact checkers claim India did not ban Pfizer vaccine. And then it's even got a screenshot in there where they actually published that Bill Gates had paid Yahoo News and Newsweek and others to put out the fake article. India did ban it. And India said it's causing neurological disorders and brain damage, and the studies show that the protein in it will probably attack fertility and also hurt the brain. There it is. Newsweek fact check claims India ban, mostly false, while admitting de facto ban. This is life-saving, folks. You got to sit there, everybody, you know. Now, scroll down. Scroll down, please. And then right there, you can see the Indian government quoting why they banned it. And they say right there, because of neurological disorders and people getting sick and folks having a lot of problems. Now keep scrolling down, guys. Keep scrolling for me just as fast as you can until you find the tweet. And I guess the way our computers work, it's not loading the tweet. But stop right there. Stop right there. Go back up, please. Look right there. Microsoft and its partners may have be compensated if you purchase something through recommended links in the article. They left that part. I pointed out that it showed that NewsGuard was running the site, but that they didn't say NewsGuard, and a day later they replaced it with NewsGuard, saying NewsGuard's the independent fact checker that said this. NewsGuard is owned by Bill Gates. See what I'm talking about right there? This is life and death. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. Guys, hit refresh on that article. And you may have a blocker on there. I don't know why, or bandwidth's so horrible here that it doesn't load the Indian government tweedles. The tweetsy-weetsies that are in there. And I would expect that we will then, you know, see them probably ban that in the future. Oh, the Indian government can't say anything because they don't want you to know this. There it is. The committee noted that incidents of palsy, that's getting paralyzed, anaphylaxis, that's super horrible, like when 20 bees sting you, and other serious adverse events have been reported during post-marketing. Further, the firm was not proposed any plan to generate safety and immunology data to the Indian population. They're not even going to look at it. They're not even going to do studies. They just inject you with it because they've already studied it on animals and they know what it does. It attacks the brain, the entire nervous system, the nerves, all protein interactions of cell division, fast cell growth, replication, the placenta, babies, everything else, your damn testicles. I mean, that's why a top scientist has said, you'd be better to jump into a portal to hell. Remember that Fox News headline? Top scientist, you just jump into a portal to hell before you take this. Why would all these prestigious scientists say this? Because it's horrible. And it's secret. They won't test it on animals because it kills the frickin' animals and makes them drooling messes. But see, they know doing something this big, this evil, this out of control, this horrible, killing Hank Aaron and so many others, that the public's just going to lie. No, it's not true. The government's not evil. Bill Gates isn't evil. He wears a pink sweater. He's not killing me. It's not happening. No, it's not. I'm okay. Everything's all right. And the news is like, those dumb black people, 2-1 won't take it. That's because they're stupid. And then they got quotes Biden like, you know, black people don't know what's good for them, but I do know what's good for them, so you black people need to just, you know, get in line and take your shot. You're not saying that nurse would hurt you, would you? That nurse is another moron that works for the system that goes along with it. Of course, that nurse was never seen again after she collapsed. They go, it's a conspiracy, she died. I'm not saying she died, just where is she? Like, well, you're not going to get to see her. Just liberal. We'll be right back.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Another ragtag band. You know, we've been caught in a bear trap. We've been caught in a wood chipper, and it's designed to drag us all the way into it. And people are going to have to realize the lockdowns are never going to stop, the masks are never going to stop, the forced inoculations are never going to stop. First it's one mask, then it's two masks when you start complaining. Hey, you don't want two shots, it's five shots. Then it's 10 shots. How did I know it would be all those shots? Because Bill Gates runs his evil little mouth years ago. And he's in charge. He's, what, 65 or whatever he is. All those old globalists died. They haven't found the fountain of youth yet. They haven't gotten the immortality they're looking for with all this genetic engineering and all this testing they're doing on us. He got left with all the keys. The power. Not just his $200 billion tax-free dollars. And if you want to be tax exempt, you got to join their club like his evil daughter and push eugenics and death. They're such leering predators, aren't they? Let me finish up on this, and I'll hit the huge Tucker Carlson news. Here it is. I thought I'd show you this from 9 years ago. Overhead shot, please. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. 25 studies looked at by Harvard, did their own study, and found it's not a problem. Fluoride just lowered IQ in children by 10 points. That's just the fluoride in the tap water, which doesn't strengthen your teeth. You know, my dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. And he came to me like 15 years ago and he goes, you know, I thought you were making it up. I thought they were putting calcium fluoride in the toothpaste. It's sodium fluoride, hydrofluoric acid. That's dangerous and poisonous and doesn't help your teeth. Oh, yeah. Because he saw the former chief dentist of Canada that actually got Canada fluoride in the 70s and 80s and pushed. That guy said, I didn't know they were putting toxic waste fluoride, acid-based fluoride, with all the chemicals that were with it. All the pollutants, I'm talking lead, mercury, arsenic, but by calling it that, oh, it circumvents Prop 65 in California, all of it, then they put the toxic waste directly in your toothpaste, and they put it directly in your drinking water. So here's the Harvard study. You know, that's Harvard. I mean, that's God. Harvard study at harvard.edu. So, that's why this is so important. And they want to be able to dumb you down so bad that when you have a rash of white people and Asians being killed, stabbed, maimed in New York by groups of racist young black men who believe that they're in a jihad against evil because the media said whiteness is inherently evil. I guess that extends to Asians in the knockout game and the rest of it being slashed up. So they said that when a black man kills or attacks someone, that's white supremacy. Like, well, that's upside down world. That's 2 + 2 = 50. Well, that's the whole point. Yeah, there's the march against white supremacy because so many black folks have bought the Kool-Aid and are actually attacking non-blacks. It's very sad. But this is tribal warfare, folks, and it's what they've inducted us into. So, again, I'm going to finish up with this. Overhead shot here. Here is the December 1st, 2020 emergency declaration asking Europe to block the Pfizer vaccine that now India and others have, saying that the studies connected to it, just on what this protein does, it just causes infertility, death, cancer, Alzheimer's, you name it. It grows prions in the brain, which then your body has an autoimmune response to and causes swelling in the brain. Also affects vision. It's not good. But that's what they say in their report. You know, don't listen to them. Doctors raise alarm over COVID vaccine linked to infertility. But don't listen to top scientists. I mean, they're not the UN. Only the UN can do it. This horrible authoritarian run thing with dictators on its board of directors that has paid off by Big Pharma. And then this new one, immunologist warns Pfizer and Moderna coronavirus vaccine may cause neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's. That's in the Journal of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases. Just so happens this fluoride, this protein is perfectly made to grow and to start clotting and then to start coming together like a crystal in your brain. Nothing like having some crystals grow in that brain. That'll make you feel real good and forget who you are and then finally stop breathing, which is liberal. And then here's the actual study. COVID-19 RNA-based vaccine and the risk of prion disease. That's all up on Infowars.com. I suggest you share it with a direct link to that area. Here's another one from Natural News, doing a great job. And this is all over the news. I heard it on the radio this morning. WHO green lights. Well, the WHO green lights, and I mean the UN board paid off by all these big pharma companies, WHO green lights mRNA vaccine experimentation. They admit we're just doing open-air experimentation on pregnant women and newborn infants. Yeah. Coronavirus vaccine trials could soon begin on newborn babies and pregnant women. Man, that is so unethical. Poor little kid never knew what hit him. If you'll accept that, they'll accept anything because they've got such docile, brain-damaged people living in a trance state watching TV all day. At first they said don't give it to pregnant women and old folks, but now, hey, they're letting them. We killed Hank Aaron. We killed a lot of folks. Nothing's happening. All right. Intensify murder operation. Yeah. But we played this at the start of the show. It's a very powerful video. Man flying back into Canada refuses airport COVID test. We'll play that coming up next segment as well. And the sickening things that Trudeau said about what it's going to be like living there now and having to quarantine in a hotel and all the rest of it. North Dakota, House votes to make mask mandate illegal. Good news on that front. UK health authorities announced not a single death from flu this year because they're all counting it as COVID. Total fraud. Twist president, anyone who wishes to travel must be vaccinated. So that's the whole global government system. So Switzerland is falling to tyranny. Vaccine passports to enter pubs, venues being considered by British government, but all over Europe, the UK and the US, illegal aliens are given waivers and are not given COVID-19 tests or vaccines. So we want to incentivize them coming here. And France is considering totally banning public gatherings, period. So the martial law just absolutely intensifies. But now they're telling us in the mainstream news, in 2024, you may be able to take the mask off. See, it's all. And then maybe 2029, maybe in 5,000 years. And now they're saying we want you to take vaccines every time you travel. We won't even say what it is. You just get injections at the airport. I'm not kidding. I've been doing the test anyways. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Tucker Carlson and a lot more, but I thought it was important to cover all of that. And, you know, we're all over the news. They're just all over Twitter and all over Facebook calling for my arrest and just heaping lie upon lie upon lie. There's a bunch of big articles. Mark Zuckerberg changed the rules, how Facebook went easy on Alex and other right-wing figures. Wait till we break that down. It's quite illustrative of what's happening. And then, meanwhile, the Graceland pastor held in custody. He's now been held a long time for opening his church. He's not allowed to have church, period, in Canada. And we've got Ezra Levant of Rebel Media joining us to talk about that. And we've got the new justice head saying he will purge free speech in America. It's all coming up. Separately, you can fight back in little ways. And we've tested a lot of these Faraday cages, a lot of these privacy pockets, a lot of these privacy pouches, a lot of these systems. And this is the best system out there. It's a little Faraday cage with the copper lining in it. You put your little cell phone in it. And only when you want to use the phone does it boot up and track you. Even if you turn off the location and say, don't track me, they track you. The contact tracers, the globalists. This will be the control system of the future. Just like I told you 25 years ago, soon people will cover up the cameras on their computers because people are watching. Now that's well known. In a few years, everyone's going to have these. Most of the ones out there are not 100%. This is almost 100%. It's the best unit you're going to find. And it's $19.95. This exact unit sells everywhere for $29.95. We sell these as fast as they come in. It's been a month or so since we had it. We got a shipment. But despite that, I'm keeping them at $19.95. Every listener needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have them in red, black, and blue. For some reason, we can't get the green ones. But it's all there. And you see the reviews there on the site. So it's a great system, and we're also working with a U.S. manufacturer to put these out ourselves, and we're going to have bigger ones for laptops and iPads and things like that. So I'm getting big into this because it's important to fight back however we can if you're going to have one of these little wicked devices. In the future, you'll have to have a cell phone to travel. They're now admitting that. It'll be a prerequisite, just like it now is in communist China. Your little digital robot minder with combat robots on the street controlling you as well. Also, Knockout Sleep Aid is 40% off those cell.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market and intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Monsanto, Terminator, seed. The mountains that we move.
Mountains that we move. Caught like a wildfire out of control. Till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove.
You know why? We're in so much trouble.
And I remember.
Because we don't have a sense of honor anymore. Where we came from and who we are and where we're going. We don't think about future generations as if they're us. We've been trained to be incredibly isolated and alone and selfish and unhappy. And I talk to so many people, they go, no, Jones, you're right about the world government, the technocracy, the scientific evil. I'm just going to enjoy my life and just try to stay out of the way of this. You're not going to stay out of the way of it. And that's why those people are so fundamentally selfish and unhappy. Selfish people are not happy. The problem is the globalists manipulate good, loving, altruistic, open people. And tell us, you've got to not be racist and accept gun control. You've got to not be racist and let us bring in foreigners to outvote you. You've got to pay more taxes. You've got to let us run your life to prove you're not bad. We're like, okay, yes, sir, I know I'm not perfect. When they're the evil people that exempt themselves from everything they do to us. It's fundamentally about good versus evil. Now, there's a lot of good things happening. I like Tucker Carlson's show. I love it. It's the best thing on TV. That's why they want to take him off air. And the Democrats are now sending letters to cable providers and to cable systems and to satellites saying, take Tucker Carlson off the air. Well, we've censored everybody else. Remember just a year ago, we're not censoring congressional hearings. There's no censorship of anybody. We've never heard of that. Remember that gaslighting? Now it's like, yeah, of course we're going to censor. We're going to put people in prison. Why, Tucker Carlson caused the insurrection at the Capitol. No, he didn't. Meanwhile, the Merrick Garland just came out and said, we'll play it next hour. He said, oh, no, when we burn down federal buildings, that's not terrorism. He actually said that. Oh, no, Antifa doesn't exist. They're a good organization. And you're like, doesn't make sense. It doesn't exist. It's not terrorism. It's not violent, but what they did is good. It's all meant to make you give up on logic. It's a psychological tactic to do this to you. Like, of course, a 250-pound man with giant arms can compete in high school against girls that weigh 100 pounds less than them. When his bones are twice as big and he has testosterone, that would be banned in women's sports for women to take it, but a man can have genitals, horse testicles hanging down between his legs, and he can go out and wrestle women to the ground and win the track meets and everything. And it's like, oh, it's okay because it's a guy being a girl. So sick. A scientific takeover. An assault on logic. So Naomi Wolf was on with Carlson, and they were talking about how we become a total police state and how the COVID's the global takeover. Yeah. She's like, I wouldn't have voted for Biden if I knew this was going to happen. What do you mean, lady? You already saw the bureaucracy do it. But she thought Trump was doing it. So people got to get a crash course in reality. We don't have much time. The full interview is on InfoWars.com. Here's part of it.
One person who apparently is not afraid to speak up is Naomi Wolf, who is undoubtedly losing friends by appearing on the show tonight. She's the author of The End of America, Letter of Warning to a Young Patriot, and the CEO of Daily Clout. She joins us tonight. Naomi Wolf, I appreciate your coming on. I never thought I would be talking to you except in a debate format. I'm sure we disagree on an awful lot. But on this, I was struck by the bravery it must have taken you to write it. I'm sure you lost friends over it and for doing this. Tell us why you're doing this and why you wrote that.
Well, it's not just first of all, thank you, Tucker. I'm really happy to be talking to you. It's not just that one tweet. I've been writing pretty much every day for months and months about what I see as the terrible crisis that we're in, that we have to recognize under the guise of a real medical pandemic. We're really moving into a coup situation, a police state situation, and that's not a partisan thing. That, you know, as you say, that transcends everything you and I might agree or disagree on.
Right.
That should bring together left and right to protect our Constitution. We're absolutely moving into what I call step 10. I wrote a book in which I pointed out there were 10 steps that would-be tyrants always take when they want to close down a democracy, whether they're on the left or the right. They always do the same 10 things, and now we're at something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. You described it really, really well. It is step 10, and that's the suspension of the rule of law. That's when you start to be a police state, and we're here. There's no way around it.
I'm so embarrassed, and it's another example, there are a million of them, of why partisanship is stupid, and it makes you stupid. And I guess I just assumed that we wouldn't agree on stuff, so I didn't read your tweets, and I obviously should have been, and I missed a lot. And so, again, it's nice to remember
Okay. You
should treat people as individuals rather than as stand-ins for whole political parties. You have been predicting this for a long time, you just said. Why don't you think others aren't seeing this?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people are seeing it, but we're not unified, and as you pointed out, we're a very divided country for a lot of cynical reasons. I'm in touch with many patriots from all backgrounds and all walks of life who are horrified. I interviewed, for instance, Moms for Liberty, a group of conservative moms in Florida who are mobilizing to try to get schools open. They're so worried about what's happening to their kids. And I talked to a mom, Jen Say, a famous gymnast and activist in San Francisco on the left, who's also a mom, who's horrified. I've interviewed doctors. I've interviewed, you know, ordinary people, restaurant owners from all walks of life who are absolutely unable to even articulate their fear and horror, recognizing that the state has now crushed businesses, kept us from gathering in free assembly to worship, as the First Amendment provides, is invading our bodies, as you mentioned, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, is restricting movement, fining us here in New York State. I could be fined $15,000 a day if I gather people, you know, more than 10 or 25 people, depending on where in New York State I live, which is a complete violation of the First Amendment. I mean, the violations go on and on and on. I've talked to restaurant owners who are looking at a sector in which tens of thousands of small businesses have been crushed. And why were they crushed? Not because the pandemic forced them to. There is no real science underlying a lot of these closures. It's because autocratic tyrants at the state and now the national level are creating a kind of merger of corporate power and government power, which is really characteristic of Italian fascism in the 20s, and they're using that to engage in kind of emergency orders that simply strip us of our rights, rights to property, rights to assembly, rights to worship, and all of the rights that our Constitution guarantees. So people are definitely horrified and noticing. I think people are shocked and divided, as I mentioned before. And the other thing that happened, as you said, this has all been very...
So this is why they're trying to censor us off the air, because we have the Great Reset. We have Operation Lockstep. We have these monsters literally saying, Bill Gates saying, I want to kill old people. Klaus Schwab saying, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. It's never going to end. No more industry where you're in contact with people. It's never going to end. Get through the Stockholm Syndrome, people. Full video. It goes on from there. It's a great interview. And I have a whole stack here where they are scrabbling. CNN, ABC News, the Biden administration has told Congress that this week, Monday, I guess yesterday, that yeah, we're helping censor conservatives off the internet. I mean, the merger of government and corporations to censor a whole group of people is called mass oppression, folks. It's not like, oh, we're driving 10 miles an hour in the car. It's about 150 miles an hour. And what happens when you get up to 250? Because this fascist machine will go about 250. The car takes off at about 200 off the road. That's the allegory. So we're basically in a funny car right now. They're going to try to make us go 300 miles an hour. And we're going to blow up. And the left doesn't get it. The Chinese and the globalists do. They want the U.S. out of the way. This is going to cause a civil war. I don't want to hurt liberals. I don't want to shoot cops. I don't want to storm the Capitol. I don't want the FBI agents to get killed. I don't want any of this. You people are being manipulated by a master plan. We're off the damn rails. This is going to end in a horrible explosion. And it's not going to go well for anybody. And the left's going to get devastated. And in the end of this, fascism is going to take over the U.S. And then we'll join with the whole global government system. It's been the plan all along, and I'm not one to evacuate, and I'm not going to, but they are trying to put me in prison right now. The stuff you see on the news is the tip of the iceberg. And so it's just hard for me to be in the middle of this and know how real it is, and to see the general public just still kind of in a daze not knowing. I mean, folks, it's far worse than Naomi Wolf said. This is a takeover. It doesn't stop from here. You understand? And the takeover is designed like a chemistry set to cause the explosion. So it's 101, guaranteed civil war, martial law, that's the plan. We'll be right back at hour number two. We got to stop it, folks.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout.